This video was made possible by Brilliant. Start learning intuitively with Brilliant for 20% off by being one of the first 200 people to sign up at brilliant.org/reallifelore. A landlocked country is a country that is unsurprisingly surrounded by land. But sometimes the world just doesn't like making sense because 9 landlocked countries right now have an active naval force, and 8 more have some water-based military forces, which means that 35% of all landlocked countries have some kind of navy. 3 of these, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, and Turkmenistan, all border the Caspian Sea and operate their navies there. But since the Caspian Sea has no natural link to the world's oceans, they're all still considered to be landlocked. There's a few other landlocked countries that have navies, but none of them are more interesting than the 3 examples this video is going to focus on: Mongolia, Bolivia, and Switzerland. Let's start with Mongolia, who over 700 years ago had the largest navy in the world when they tried to invade Japan twice, but failed twice. The first time with 800 ships, and the second time with 4,400 ships. The Mongol Empire really isn't what it used to be these days, and modern Mongolia is landlocked between Russia and China. But the modern Mongol navy can proudly say that it has never been defeated. The mighty fleet consists of one tugboat named the Sukhbatar III and her crew of 7 sailors, one of whom is even said to be able to swim. So 6 guys that can't swim, one who can, and a tugboat may not sound like that much of a navy, but they operate the ship here on Lake Kovsgol, close to the border with Russia, and the entire reason it exists is to simply transport oil from the north side over to the south side. Yeah, pretty exciting, right? Let's move over to the Bolivian navy next, which compared to the Mongols is actually pretty serious with 5,000 sailors and 173 vessels. They do some serious stuff like patrolling their rivers to stop drug traffickers, but the largest reason a landlocked country has this large of a navy is a symbolic one, since Bolivia used to not be landlocked. Over 130 years ago, Chile fought a war with Bolivia and took over their coastline since theirs wasn't already long enough, and Bolivia has basically never forgotten about this right up until the modern day. The Bolivian navy largely exists to keep the hope alive of one day recovering their coastline, which can be seen during one of the largest holidays in the country called Dia del Mar, or Day of the Sea, in which every year Bolivia reaffirms its claim to a coast somewhere. But perhaps the most substantial and interesting navy of a landlocked country can be found in Switzerland. Despite being landlocked, Switzerland has a long tradition of navigation out on the open ocean, and even today you can spot merchant ships flying the Swiss flag. But how do they get there? It all started back in 1941 when Switzerland was faced with a crisis of being completely surrounded by Axis occupation. Neutral Switzerland couldn't trade with the Allies without the goods being transported or flown over Axis-occupied territory. But somewhat uniquely for a landlocked country, Switzerland does have a natural way to access the world's oceans. The answer was the River Rhine and the port city of Basel, which became the home port of the Swiss Merchant Marine. Through Basel, ships transporting cargo can navigate up the Rhine into the port of Rotterdam in the Netherlands, which connects Switzerland with the global sea trade network. This natural advantage enabled Switzerland to continue trading with the Allies during the Second World War, and it continues to provide a substantial amount of Swiss imports and exports today. The first ships in Switzerland's merchant marine were owned by the government, but after the war ended, it gradually became privatized. Today, a merchant fleet of 37 ships are flying the Swiss flag out on the open ocean and are operated by 6 different companies. Just because you're surrounded by land doesn't mean that you can't or shouldn't have a naval presence. But Switzerland has one for very real and practical reasons, Bolivia has one for mostly symbolic reasons, and Mongolia has one because... well, probably just because having a navy gives you some street cred on the world stage. If you think it's absurd that 35% of landlocked countries have a navy, or there's no way to measure the length of a country that does have a coast, or that a lake can kill thousands of people and cattle overnight, then you know that I love figuring out all kinds of absurd scenarios, making sense of it, and explaining them to you. But as much as I love doing so, I think that everyone should have this skill, and the best way is to practice it yourself over at brilliant.org next. Rather than just teaching you how to do problems like, say, calculus by making you memorize things, they start instead by teaching you the intuitive ideas behind calculus. By playing through their puzzles, you'll come to understand how calculus works naturally by dissecting it into manageable bits, analyzing the implications, and coming to an interesting conclusion. They have courses on tons of other interesting stuff too, like computer science, solar energy, and physics, but the best part is that you can try out courses on Brilliant for free and then upgrade to premium for 20% off by being one of the first 200 people to click on this link in the description, brilliant.org/reallifelore.